Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Terrence. Thank you so much for tuning into Copywriting Today. Our topic today is copywriting. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. When you see good copywriting, it is easy to recognize it, but there are actually several features that really separate excellent fonts from the rest of the pack. Texting is a very important part of a company's marketing strategy, not just in the marketing department, and there's a lot more to it. This is a term used in advertising to mean text intended to sell a product or service. Copywriting is written and spoken words that marketers use to get people to take action by reading or hearing about them. It's a call to action, and copywriters try to make people feel, think, or Google slogans about a brand to learn more about the campaign. Effective copywriting immediately catches the reader's attention, promotes the product or idea, and convinces him or her to take the next step, such as clicking on a link or making a purchase. Consider this example. The text on the landing page encourages visitors to sign up for a free report. A website's funnel is designed to attract visitors to the landing page, inform the person about a product, and sell it through a copy. The promotional offers that are often found in marketing copies are usually missing in content marketing. Writing content requires different skills, because the goals of content marketing are the goal itself. When an author makes copies for a piece of content marketing, he or she makes various forms of copywriting. These are different types of copywriting, just as there are different types of free writing, for example in advertising, marketing, or even as a part-time job. There are many possibilities for copywriters to explore, but we also know that a good copywriter can make the difference between a successful copywriter and a bad copywriter. If you are looking for something long, a form, like a sales page, or thinking about something you want to do, you know that a copier can be helpful here. Every aspect of promotion, from writing copies to marketing, has its own challenges, and copywriters like you and I can help. If you cannot hire an advertising copywriter for budget reasons, or if you are reading books you are writing, learn these techniques yourself. It is not just a matter of literally copying, but also of getting inspiration and learning convincing writing techniques. An excellent way to learn how to write transcripts is to study examples of great copywriters and understand the reasons why they chose a particular word. To make the most of it, this post is divided into several sections, each of which has a specific structure, followed by the elements that make for a good direct response copy. If you take the characteristics, advantages, and differentiators of your product and describe in concrete terms how they directly positively influence the life of your target group, you can build on the work you have done so far. Small and medium-sized businesses usually have limited budgets, so don't waste money on ads or ineffective copies that don't tell your customers clearly what they're getting by buying your product or service. Remember that your products and services are only as good as the customer's ability to meet their needs. Test your copy of snappy clichés and headlines to attract the attention of your target audience and not just your competitors. Authors create copies to help brands raise awareness of potential buyers and market their products and services to a wider audience of potential customers. This can mean writing a copy to answer a question people usually type into a search engine or to attract the attention of a potential customer, of which this post is one. It can also mean creating a blog post or other content that helps the brand establish itself as a trusted source of advice. The idea is to educate the reader about the problem he is facing and to learn solutions, one of which could be the company's product. Most people will not buy something based on a blog post, although a great blog can help top-notch readers become customers. In copywriting, the ultimate goal is to get people to buy your product or service. For example, if you write a sales page, your sales copy should get people to click through before they buy. You can't just forget it if you don't make it clear in the copy that you want people to click through before buying. If you want to sell something, you cannot simply forget it in the copy if you do not clean it up in your copy. Copiers understand and use the sales psychology of human behavior to create copies that highlight the product's characteristics while creating a unique selling proposition that takes into account the consumer's needs. Copywriters use emotional, emotion-based, short formulations that attract attention and guide consumer behavior. Marketing copy must be accurate, using a limited number of words to convey a point, so that consumers take the action they want, whether they click a link or make a call. Thank you all for joining us again on copywriting. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.